Welcome to iHeartMedia Communities. I'm Heather White from 98.1 KVET, and I have guests today from Walk for PKD. We have Beth and Lori. Would you introduce yourselves a little bit here?
Yeah, hi. I'm Beth Levin. I am the Austin Volunteer Walk Coordinator for the Walk for PKD here in Austin. I've been involved with the walk for, this is my fourth year.
Awesome.
Here in Austin, and I ran it in Boston for 8 years.
Oh, wow. That's excellent. And Lori?
My name is Laurie Silverman, and I am a walker and supporter.
That's excellent. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. I appreciate it. You know, I've heard the public service announcements for the Walk for PKD, and I'm sure other people have heard them on our stations. But if you don't know what it is, if it's not touched your life directly, you may not understand what PKD is. So give us a little idea of what we're talking about.
PKD stands for polycystic kidney disease. It's one of the most common life-threatening genetic diseases, striking both adults and children. Affects thousands of Americans and millions worldwide. It's a hereditary disease that causes cysts to grow on your kidneys and therefore rendering them non-functioning as the cysts grow larger and larger. The toxins build up in your body and you cannot live without your kidney functioning.
Do most people have to have a transplant, or is there some sort of medical?
Yes. So you either, when your kidneys start to fail from polycystic kidney disease, which typically is later in life, takes time for the cysts to grow, and as they grow, they crowd out the nephrons. So you need dialysis or a kidney transplant.
Oh, wow.
Those don't cure PKD. They just let you live with PKD.
Oh, wow. So even if you have the transplant, will you still, will new cysts grow on the new?
They won't grow on
the
new
kidney. That's good. But still, but getting a transplant is not easy. It's not like you can just go to the store and go, hey, I'd like a transplant.
Right. Yeah. I had a kidney transplant in 2005, April of 2005. So just about 13 years. And there's starting to be problems with that with that transplant, you know, because they only have a certain life expectancy.
Sure.
So you're always on
The clock.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you said PKD affects lots of people. Can you give us some numbers?
1 in 500 people are affected by PKD. It's a hereditary disease. It's a dominant gene. So if you have PKD, you have a 50% chance of passing it on to your offspring, each individual offspring. There's also a recessive form of PKD, which affects babies. And that's only 1 in 20,000 people. But the babies are born with the disease, and some don't live. Others need a transplant at 2 or 3.
So what kinds of symptoms? Because I'm sure there are people going, oh, well, how do I know if I have it? Now, obviously, if you don't have a parent who had it, you can still get it, correct? You could still have it if it's genetic.
Yes, approximately 10% of the people diagnosed with PKD have a genetic mutation, and they're the first in their family, the spontaneous mutation of the gene. We know what gene it is now. We've researched that.
What kind of symptoms we look for?
Well, the first symptom is high blood pressure, which is the first symptoms of any kind of kidney disease.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because the kidneys control your blood pressure.
Okay.
So that's the first symptom is you know, that you have high blood pressure and now, high blood pressure can be caused from many things, and then your creatinine, which is a measure of kidney function, would be off as well.
And is that a normal test, a standard test that doctors do for you?
Yes, your creatinine is done in your
normal lab blood work. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. I even have that done.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, that's something to look for. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Beth Levin and Lori Silverman. They're here for the Walk for PKD. Let's talk about the walk. When is it?
The walk is April 14th.
Okay.
It's at Veterans Memorial Park in Cedar Park.
Excellent.
And it's at 9:30 in the morning. We walk rain or shine.
All right. Good.
Hopefully it will be not raining this year.
And we have walked in the rain.
All right. Well, you know, dedication right there. That's good.
It's only a 1.3 mile walk. So it's a flat little circle. Anybody can do it. It's you can bring your dogs. You can bring your
strollers.
You can bring your wheelchairs.
That's good. Well, you know, in this town, saying bring a dog, you might get people who are like, okay, well, I'm coming. I'm bringing a dog. You know,
it's right across the street from the Cedar Park Dog Park. Cedar Bark Park, I think they call it.
That's excellent. That's great. So there's still time for people to sign up and get involved.
Oh, yes. I mean, you can register ahead of time now. At www.walkforpkd.org/Austin.
Okay.
You can come to the walk and register there.
Okay, that's good.
So, you know, it is our signature fundraising event, so we obviously are trying to raise money. Mm-hmm. You can donate at that same website, www.walkforpkd.org/Austin.
Uh-huh. So are there going to be other things going on at the walk as well as just the, is it just the walk or are there other things going on too?
We will have great prize drawings. Mm-hmm. Places from all over Austin have donated some great prizes. Esther's Follies, the JF Johnson Museum, Jump Street, you know, just a lot of
great
raffle prizes. We'll have blood pressure screening. We'll have a booth from Next Stage Dialysis and Fresenius Kidney Care. Mm-hmm. We'll have some music playing and we'll have just a lot of camaraderie and getting to know that you are not alone in this fight.
That's good. And so nationwide, is this a walk they do across the country? Oh, well, duh, if you ran the way to Boston.
We have 50 walks across the country annually.
That's excellent.
With about, 11,000 walkers.
That's great.
Overall around the country.
That's great. And what's your financial goal this year? What are you guys hoping to raise? Or do you have a goal? Like as much as possible, I know is the real answer.
2 million. We just about met the 2 million goal last year.
Uh-huh.
So I think that the goal is the same.
That's excellent. Yeah, and where does that money go?
This year, 100% of the money raised at walks is going directly to research and finding a cure.
That's excellent. That's really good. So if you'd like to get involved, where do they start? If people are listening and they'd like to get involved and help out and maybe volunteer?
If you want to volunteer, you can email me at austinwalk@pkdcure.org.
Okay.
If you want to walk or donate, you can go to the website www.walkforpkd.org/Austin.
There you go. That's awesome. And it's coming up on April the 14th at Veterans Park. You said Veterans Memorial Park?
Veterans Memorial Park.
In Cedar Park. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, Lori, you've been involved. You've been a walker. What's it like? Because are you a PKD? Do you have it in your family or anything? Or are you just
no,
supportive?
I do not. I'm supportive.
Good for you.
I have done the walk for many years. Mm-hmm. It's really a wonderful event.
That's excellent.
It's truly wonderful.
And it's nice to have the what Beth said, the camaraderie out there and have people really understand that they aren't alone and they have people who are supporting them, whether they have PKD or not.
Yeah, it always helps.
That's good. So you would tell people, sign up for the walk and go?
I do all the time.
Okay, good.
And I donate.
That's good. That's very good. That's another thing, too, is, I have people in here pretty regularly, and I'll say, so do you take money? If somebody can't make the walk, will you take their money?
100%, yes.
That has happened to me. 1 year I couldn't go.
Yeah. So it just depends, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. That's excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So I want to thank you guys for coming in, Beth and Lori, coming in talking about PKD and the Walk for PKD. Once again, it is coming up April the 14th. You can go to walkforpkd.org/Austin, get more information, get signed up, and donate and help them find a cure.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for your support as
well.
Yes.